Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hey, Cole.
What up?
Turn the SEC mixtape, man.
You talking about Bonzo Show?
Yeah. See what they talking about real quick on these game.
All right, here we go. 4th and 18 for the Tigers. Here's your ball game. Nick Marshall stands in, steps up, going to throw downfield. Just a home run ball, and it is tipped off. And Lewis going on the second. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Touchdown, Auburn. Touchdown, Auburn. A miracle in third
to hand. SEC mixtapes. Hosted by Bonzo.
The realest coverage in the South.
What's up, people? Welcome to SEC Mixtape, episode number 27.
Before we dive right in, I normally don't do this, but I gotta announce the title of the show. The title of the show today is Auburn Chokes.
Good.
So, in honor of Auburn choking, I'm gonna let G Willis, the angriest Auburn fan I know, go ahead and go in. G Willis.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Auburn choke.
Hey, man. I mean. They suck. I mean, what else you want to hear? No, it's not that bad. Let me just, if you really want to hear the real story, this is it right here. Auburn is not conditioned to do what some of the top five teams do, which is make smart decisions on a consistent basis. Let me go back and say that first. How in the world? Now, I know this is a false report, but I'm going to go ahead and say it for everybody who didn't know. Are you going to have a quarterback re-injure himself? I don't think he was ever healed. If anybody saw Sean White throw the ball in the past 3 weeks, you would definitely say he's been hurt. So for them to say, oh, I re-injured myself during the game, bull. I'll let Billick finish that for me later on. I'm sure he'll get a couple of cuss words in. So, bull crap.
No, I'm good today.
So, that's bull. That's a bunch of bull. So, I'm going to go on Twitter tonight. I've already done it via text message. And I'm going to start some false rumors about Auburn. I've already said that Jeremy Johnson is going to start. Nobody even responded to it. I think I got a couple of laugh out loud.
You know...
Oh, you weren't serious with that?
No, I wasn't serious, man. I mean, if they don't bring Jeremy Johnson in during victory formation, that's a problem.
You know what's the problem there?
What's up?
But you just said something interesting. And this isn't a rumor. You know, I have some pretty solid information on Jeremy Johnson info.
Why wouldn't he start at this point?
Why wouldn't Jeremy Johnson start?
Yeah, because why wouldn't he start?
Someone with a lot of stroke at Auburn basically told Gus Malzahn, if Jeremy Johnson hits the field again, that's your job. So
please let him play. Let him start the rest of the season.
Just hear me out. Honestly, Auburn's loss to Georgia is a sign of administration meddling in Gus Malzahn and Red Lashley's offense.
Red Lashley won't be there next year. He won't be there next
year. In a sense.
Just hear me out. I don't believe that.
Okay, Jeremy Johnson didn't hit the field at all. Now, we all know who Jeremy Johnson is. But it's obvious that he would pass the ball better than Sean Johnson with a destroyed shoulder. I'm sorry, Sean White. With the shoulder in the shape that it was. And you know, that game was a complete cluster in coaching to me, because they honestly could have ran the ball every play of the game and been victorious. However,
With who?
Run the ball with who?
Yeah.
I mean, Kerryon Johnson was rushed for almost
99
yards in the first half. He had over 80 yards in the first half.
And then he finished
with
99?
Ran the ball. They ran the ball three times. They only ran the ball on three design runs in the second half period. So I really think that was a sign of I don't know, man.
Stan Truitt
stays right. Later egg.
Stan Truitt got hurt.
He did.
Cam Petway didn't play. He's hurt. Malik Miller hurt.
He's hurt.
And now we've already mentioned. I don't know if we did via text because we talked so much. That Rudy Ford is supposed to be in the mix at running back this week. I think that's another cluster. Even though he came in as a running back, I think out of Buckhorn or some school close. I think it was Buckhorn in Huntsville, Alabama. I just think there are. I'm gonna put it from the information I got, and it was pretty good source. They can't fire Gus Malzahn this year, period, because of the amount owed to him. This is board member talk. So the new information that you're giving us today, I'm not discrediting it at all. My thing is, what has happened in the past couple of weeks? Did they hit a windfall and get some money to fire him? If they did, I congratulate them. I think it'll be a good fire. I think us three could go in and do better. And I'm not just I'm not just saying that because we're on the show.
I
don't know if Billy.
I disagree. I can't sit here and I don't know, man. It's hard for me to completely discredit everything they've done, you know, from one bad game. Because honestly, the defense.
Oh no,
still
not at all.
Defense,
I don't discredit.
You know, so I can't. I'm not ready to march with the pick.
It's so much more to being a head coach than it is when it comes to calling plays. It's much more to the game than that. And I mean, you know, it's not too many people that do it better than Coach Saban. But when it comes to Malzahn, he's not a complete idiot. And I'm going to say that on the show. He's not a complete idiot. He's done some good things. He's an awesome recruiter. You know,
the injury bug bit Auburn.
Yes.
The injury bug bit. And
okay.
The coaches weren't able. I don't feel like the coaches. Well, one thing, the coaches' hands were tied with Jeremy Johnson. I'm here to tell you that. The coaches' hands were tied with Jeremy Johnson.
Why are
they
threatening him to be fired if they play Jeremy Johnson?
They crap.
Give me the information on that.
You say why are they threatening to fire him?
Why are they threatening his job? Right. Yes, sir.
Have you seen the things that Jeremy Johnson has done when he hit the field? You remember the Clemson game?
I'm his number one critic, but I mean,
you remember the Texas A&M game?
Would you put JF3 on the field? Did you see how he played first half?
I would have played JF3.
Or would you bring? Or would you burn Woody Barrett's T-shirt for the Alabama A&M game?
I would not. I would not burn.
Do you not
Woody
say? And I know Marcus was 80. What's his full name?
Marcus Davis.
No, he's out for the season. Marcus Davis.
Yeah,
he's out for the year. As well as a safety, not a special teams player. He's out for the year, too. I think I tweeted it earlier today. We have two players out for the year. And Billy said it best, I think, on one of our conversations, that he really thinks Cam's Petway, his injury is worse than they're saying. He thinks that he's really out for the year. He might make a bowl game, but I don't think he will be effective the rest of the season. Which is what Billy said. He's kind of quiet now, but that's what we heard from Billy earlier.
Billy's sitting back ready to go full roll tide. Go full roll tide on it, Billy. Go on ahead. Because I'm going to shock y'all.
I can't do that. This is one show that we're not talking about Alabama for one. So let's talk about Auburn.
Oh, man, you're getting kind of possessive of Alabama, man. Well, how you get so possessive, man?
For once, we're not talking about the elephant in the room. We're talking about Auburn now. We got something to talk about.
Do you have on the Alabama shirt right now? Just answer the question.
Do
you have on
a...
Oh, my God.
The question is, do you have on anything Auburn?
I do not.
Okay. I actually have on an Auburn hat right now. I do. I do. And
everybody know my love.
And before,
I mean,
before
love,
we even, you know what? Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Nah, seriously, I do think Auburn, with a healthy Cam Petway and a healthy Sean White, beats Georgia by 21. I believe that. I still think the Iron Bowl is going to be a good game. If there's a healthy Sean White,
we won't have a healthy Sean White. We won't have a healthy Cam. Won't happen.
A healthy Cam Petway.
Nope. Won't happen.
Auburn's defense, man, that was, I mean, they really beat the hay out of that quarterback, Jacob Eason. I got to give it to the young kid. He stayed in there, kept throwing the ball, kept doing their thing, and finally wore Auburn's offense, Auburn's defense down, and put in
he's going to be a good guy. He will, I already stated that, he will either win an SEC title or he'll win a national championship, but that kid can throw the ball, man. And him and Ridley.
He can throw it, man.
Him and Ridley.
I disagree.
Ridley had a pretty impressive catch there.
High in the hell. Alabama hadn't slowed down at all, Billy. High in the hell are they going to beat an Alabama team with a one quarterback and one receiver? They play like trash.
That's not all they have.
I get that. I get that. But we're talking about within another 3 years, him winning a national championship or either an SEC championship. It's gonna and you already said this is Alabama's down year. That means they're looking up
think,
for next year.
So
explain it, and they're probably gonna win national championship.
I think he will before
he
leaves there. But is something I want to I want to say this on something Bonzo said. He said if they had a healthy Sean White and Petway, I want to throw this statistic out there to you, Bonzo. There hadn't been a quarterback Alabama faced that hadn't been hit under 15 times in a game. I'm talking about hit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Sean White survived that. I really don't.
And you know, I'm glad you made that. I'm glad you said that point. I'm glad you brought that point up. You know, I know it's not, the number isn't 15. It's not as high. But there hasn't been a quarterback that Auburn has played who has been hit, has been knocked on the tail quite a few times as well, man. So,
how do y'all think he'll be healthy enough to play the Iron Bowl? The man played how many weeks hurt? He's not going to be able to play.
We haven't knocked one out of the game yet. But I'm just saying, I don't think Sean White survived that bend.
They won't. And the only thing that can happen right now is somehow Jeremy Johnson found his brain and his sack and renewed his energy. I think
Jeremy
beat again.
Jeremy Johnson.
Jeremy
Johnson will not play in the Iron Bowl.
I tell you what, we won't even come close to winning with JF3 in the game. We won't get above 50 yards if JF3 is in the game. 50 yards.
And if JF3 plays, the way I see him get hit against Vanderbilt, running high
he's so light in the ass.
Man.
He can't throw, so they're not going to go for the ball fake. Come on, man. They're going to kill him. If Jeremy Johnson does not find his sack, we can go ahead and cancel that game.
Well, like I say, I think it'll be a – I do think it'll be an interesting game, man. Go ahead. How is it going to be an interesting game?
Let's just look at the past couple of weeks. Sean White, the velocity on the ball that he was attempting to throw the ball was awful. And now he said he has re-injured himself worse than what he was. How is he going to heal in 2 weeks?
Don't say the last 2 weeks. Go even further back, because all you did is ran the ball against Arkansas.
Well, no, he got – what week did he get hurt?
He got hurt
I'm saying he wasn't hurt.
They said it was
hurt.
Like 3 weeks.
He got hurt against
it was like 3 weeks.
Well, he wasn't hurt against
hurt
Arkansas. I mean, all you did is run the ball against Arkansas. I mean,
My point again is he was one of the leading passers in SEC on efficiency.
He had the highest
efficiency. Yeah.
Right.
Efficiency.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, if I only throw the ball eight times. If I only throw the ball eight times.
This is what I'm interested in. Like, I really think Auburn's defense is good enough to cause Alabama some serious problems.
How?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I've seen them.
We're not
going to
stop them the whole game. Again, we don't have any offense. With Sean White being
Your offense didn't even make a first down the second half.
And that's
against
Georgia, man.
Against Georgia. So how are we going to do anything against
Alabama? You know, Georgia has actually, like, one of the top rushing defenses in the nation.
Okay.
I still need y'all to answer these questions for me, man. With a hurt Sean White, Cam Petway still is on the borderline of not playing this game. And if he does play, he won't be 100%. How are we going to beat Alabama with no quarterback and a half a running back?
Bonzo, I can tell you this, too. A team that stalemates our offense, and if we have a standoff with the defense, we win that game every time.
Every time.
I don't care if it's 6-0, 10-0, 13-0, 21-0.
And you know what? And Billy Bad, I understand what you just said and don't disagree. I really think that this game, the Iron Bowl, is going to be similar to the LSU game. Points are going to be hard to come by.
I don't think so.
I think points are going to be hard to come by.
Do you know by y'all losing, y'all dropped the face value of my tickets from $700 apiece down to $150?
All right.
Hey, Billy. That's ridiculous, but you did get a good chuckle out of me. You did get a laugh out of me, Billy. But that's ridiculous.
No, it did. It really did.
Hey, Billy, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, if y'all would have won, that mean everything would have been on the line coming into this week. Tickets would have been
right.
going from $700 to $1,000.
Yeah, that would have been the SEC championship right there. That would have been it.
It would have. It would have. But yet and still.
It didn't happen.
Like I say, Auburn's defense is pretty doggone impressive.
I get what you're saying, man. I'm not trying to attack y'all tonight, but I don't understand. Okay, we got a decent defense. I agree completely. How are we going to score?
Hey, man, like I say, I said it before, even before Auburn lost to Georgia. I said it before Alabama played LSU so close. This is going to be a game where points are going to be hard to come by. It's going to be a game.
No, Alabama will find a way.
Alabama normally does find a way. However, I'll say this. I think Jalen Hurts is going to get hit a lot. He's a very, very tough kid. He's tough. He is very tough.
I do get hit a lot throwing the ball to the sideline every other play or either running the ball.
I guess he may get hit running the ball.
He's been hit a lot all year.
Yeah, he has.
How do you see Auburn faring against the elephant in the room?
Just the way you see it, I see about 28-7, something like that.
Yeah. And that's at the least. That's as good as it gets.
I'll call it.
You said 7?
Right now.
How the hell they going to score 7 points?
They'll get 7 off something.
I tell you what they'll do. Yeah. If they can get 7 off 3 field goals, I know that's not possible. But we have to kick a field goal as soon as we get the ball. That's the only way we can get a point.
they'll give up something.
I'm telling you, Jalen Hurts is notorious.
Jalen Hurts gives up the ball Jalen Hurts fumbles the ball twice and throw one interception.
And we
in
had
game.
To kick the we had to kick it as soon as we get it. That would be our only offense. If they can do a kick Auburn kick, they can go ahead and call the game that kick Auburn kick. We'll beat Alabama. Every time
you
get the
what?
Ball, kick a field goal.
Well, all you have to do is get across the doggone 50.
But there's your issue. We can't get across the 50. We won't get 50 yards. Total offense. We won't have above 50 yards.
I'm going to bring something interesting up, G.
Yes, sir.
Auburn beat LSU on 6 field goals.
Yep.
That was it.
That's before they found
their
offense.
This is the Iron
Bowl.
That's the game.
That's
the game that I call that both of y'all won and lost in a second. That's the worst shit ever.
Hey,
but
I got
hey,
a couple
I'm,
right
I'm
out of.
I'm just saying. You know that particular game, man. It would not shock me at all. It wouldn't shock me at all. It's the Auburn-Alabama game looks very, very similar to the LSU-Alabama game. I think
that won't ever happen. That won't happen.
Okay.
I've been on fire here lately. Well, you must be literally on fire right now because you're talking crazy.
G. Willis, you remember what you said last week when I told you Iowa was going to beat Michigan? What'd you say?
Nope. You know what I heard?
I probably said pass me some drink or
you know what I heard.
Y'all drinking
today.
You
know what I heard today?
What was your statement? Go ahead.
What'd I say, Billy?
I heard that Nick even may play backups against Auburn because the game don't mean anything.
Yeah. Hey, I hope he does. I hope that he does. That would be great.
We still lose. They got 5 stars at second string too.
You're an angry fan, G. You're an angry
hey,
fan.
Man, I love Auburn, man.
I apologize to everybody listening, G. I think G just
I love Auburn.
After
I hate the Gus bus. If I find the Gus bus, I'm do whatever I can to put it off the road. I'm a poison the tire. what I got to do to stop it, man?
Hey,
I like his facial expressions when he getting his butt whooped because he has that look like, oh man, I got to get my speech together before the game. He ain't even looking like he's coaching or anything.
Alonzo, how did you feel with that tired excuse of Sean White saying, you know what, I'd hear it from the coaches that I hurt myself even more?
I don't believe that at all. I don't believe it.
Of course, how could you?
I think that's a coach not taking ownership. And I know how I feel about him.
You know what, Billy?
You know how I feel about him. I told you, I don't think he cares. I don't think he cares about the health and safety of the kids. He will run them to death. He will play them to death. If they say an athlete is not going to tell you, I need to come out.
Wait a minute, Billy. Wait a minute. He'll run them to death?
Yeah.
You don't think Nick Saban does the same?
Trey Mason.
Derrick Henry had more carries than Trey Mason.
Okay. Derrick Henry didn't have any concussions or anything like that.
And Trey Mason had concussions?
Trey Mason did, and it's documented. He had concussions at Auburn, and he still played.
It's documented where?
In his medicals. Dude, you can look at the Rams. Look at the Rams paperwork.
Where has that been released at?
Okay.
Where has that been released at?
He's had numerous of.
I have a
separated shoulder at Auburn. Separated shoulder at Auburn. Hey, I tell you what, I get it together for you tomorrow, and I'll send it to you.
Do that, and I would love to read those documents. And if you are correct, and it shows that he played with concussions while at Auburn, I will even go on Twitter.
The game that he broke the record in. The game that he broke the single record in, that Bo Jackson was down on the goal line. He had a concussion that game.
Okay. Well, show me that documentation. I will gladly eat crow. Because if that's the case, if that is the case, I am 100%. I am a football coach. And anyone who lets a player play through known concussion.
Did anybody find out the real reason why
you're
running back?
Not only should they be fired from their job, but they should be locked up.
Did anybody ever find out the reason why you're running back transferred?
Which one?
The one that's at Jacksonville State now.
Right. He transferred because he was second string behind Javon Roberts.
Oh wow!
He wanted to be the feature back.
In Auburn offense that runs at least three running backs a year?
Yes, that's why
he was second string? Oh, okay.
Yes. Now, that's a little contradicting right there, Billy. You just said Auburn will run one running back to death, but they normally play three per year.
Yeah, they do, but they're going to run the ball all down.
Okay. So we only have 3 minutes left in the show. We're doing a short
the angry
tonight,
show.
We got started a little early. We got started a little late. I'm sorry. We got started really late. So we have 3 minutes. One thing I want to ask for these 3 minutes, Billy, who do you have in the playoffs right now?
I have Alabama. I have Ohio State, Louisville, and Clemson.
The top 20 just came out today, right?
Yeah, it's out now.
What was the top four?
It should.
I missed it.
I don't know. I just got home.
What you got, Bonzo?
The top four?
I'm
pulling up right now as we speak. I'm moving pretty fast, too, because I want y'all to hear it before we get off the show. Okay.
Okay.
Here's the college playoffs right now. At number one, we have Alabama. Number two, Ohio State. Number three, Michigan, and number four, Clemson.
Wow!
So they still have Clemson over
Louisville. That's crazy.
I mean, I knew Clemson or either Ohio State was going to be in or out because they play each other. And that's going to buy that.
They have Louisville at number five, and of course,
that's messed
either
up.
Either Michigan or Ohio State are going to drop out when they play each other.
Right.
So the way that's looking right now, Alabama. If Alabama remains undefeated, Alabama will play Louisville in the first game.
Huh?
How you said
Louisville was number five.
They're number five.
No, they'll
Ohio
move up to
State
number
or
four
Michigan.
Because Ohio State played. Yeah, right. And played Michigan.
Ohio State, Michigan.
Somebody
got to
lose. Somebody got to lose.
Oh, so Ohio State and Michigan is in?
Yeah,
they have both of them in.
Okay.
That's why I say that's whack because I don't believe that they should still be that high. There has to be another team.
But
that can be, you know, in the top four.
That's right.
And that's when those big teams like that with the big name get that.
You know,
you can't touch me. I'm just going to be there.
Travel.
Right.
And,
exactly.
And you know what? We only have 1 minute left, and I want to say something. And I'll be swift, guys, so you guys can end it. But one thing that was great about this weekend in college football is. It really brought the feeling up that, you know, a lot of times people forget that any team can lose on any Saturday. No matter where you're ranked, no matter how many stars your players have, on any given Saturday, you can get choked out. Any given Saturday. That's all I have, guys. You guys got 40 seconds.
That was 30 seconds. That was 30 seconds. Hey, man, good night. God bless. That's all I got. You took half the time.
Billy Bag.
That's all I have, too, guys. Good show.
Well, we appreciate you guys. We'll see you guys here tomorrow night. We'll do our full-length show tomorrow night. We'll give a lot more information. But we enjoyed you guys. And starting tomorrow night, we're going to go ahead and start our Iron Bowl coverage.
Oh, man.
Tomorrow night will officially be Iron Bowl coverage. So we'll see with y'all. We'll see y'all tomorrow night. We enjoyed y'all. SEC Mixtape. And we appreciate our love on Facebook.
Ciao.